Not everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other mythological stuff. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg.
I started thinking too much as I was doing the reading of that intro, and then I thought about, like, oh, don't rev the random, because, you know.
Revving the random is great.
Maybe it's part of it. Maybe
rev the randoms.
It. But then I, like, revved other things.
Where we randomize as many things as possible. When Greg pointed it out, I was self-conscious for a long time about it. But yeah. it just feels right and good. So I'm going to keep going.
Barnaby, do you want to tell me what happened on last week's episode of Very Random Encounters?
You know, a voice told us not a lot that we didn't progress the plot, but I thought we did really good. We had conversations at the snake pit. We realized that it's not like snake den specific, but like snake den fulfills part of the necessity to be bad. Then we went to the super library and learned all about Medusa and like the many ways that people tell a Medusa origin story. And it does seem like Senya found Athena's shield, which is like wild. Also, like, witches are real, which is also wild. Anyways, I think where we fell on the spectrum is we're going to build a rocket and shoot it into the sun.
Measured response.
Kind of like how they did in that Lord of the Rings movie book. Is it a book? Yeah, it's a book. It's also a animated cartoon.
Yes, that cartoon whips ass.
Oh, shout out Ralph Bakshi.
Yeah, anyways, they threw it in a volcano. We're going to throw it in the sun because that never fails.
You're leaving the greater Winnipeg area super library in the crater of Old Selkirk.
I miss super libraries. I'm so sad that the one in Winnipeg closed.
That last joke was just for the Winnipeg locals that don't listen to this podcast, because Selkirk is a real place. It still exists, but not in this universe. In this universe, it's a crater, and they built a super library over it.
Wow.
Okay. You are driving back from the Winnipeg Super Library, and you're about halfway there. You're actually a little more than halfway there. You're basically a little bit north of Grove, actually, which itself is just a little bit north of Winnipeg, right? But you're driving down, and you're on the highway, and it's night by this point. You know, you were at the snake pits in the afternoon, you did some studying, there was some driving, it's after dark now. And someone flies by on the opposite direction. These roads that you're on, they're, this far out of town, they're not, I mean, they're highways, but they're not like expressways or freeways in the American sense, right? It's, there are points where it's just one lane on each side. So someone is going the opposite direction as you with their lights off at dangerously high speeds, zooming past you. Oh. And normally you'd just be like, fuck that asshole. Glad I'm still alive. But Dr. Bogus, you're...
Yeah, it's regret, isn't it?
You knew! It's a work truck from the Robotics Institute.
I knew last
episode. Or lab, whatever.
That it was regret.
What do y'all do?
I mean, we must turn around quickly, Barnaby.
Why?
That was regret. I fear the actual compromised individual.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's going to regret that. Oh, yeah, hold on. I'll turn around.
He gets very, very upset when people use that joke. So if we are in his presence, just Anyway, yes, that.
Oh, you should do it though, because it's really funny to see his face.
I feel like we maybe after we're not killed.
Oh right, yeah. Sure. Sorry, I forget. I have a different thing with
big
him.
If.
It's fine.
Okay, so you're U-turning it and follow that van.
Yep.
Follow that van.
It you don't have much problem at all catching up. You are in a bright white. The boys in the bright white.
We are gone. Hell yeah.
We're
hitting it
in these
episodes at least 4 or 5 times. If we mention it, it's fair use. It's fine.
This is not. We should be careful. especially since we're on Spotify. But you don't have a lot of trouble catching up to the van because it's a van and you're a sports car. So, what do you just want to follow at a discreet distance? Do you want to just like? Get on their ass.
I
want
to pull up next to it and have like who's ever in the passenger seat do that roll down your window and then scream pull over thing.
You see two figures in the front through the window. The driver is Dr. Regret, and you don't recognize the second figure. He anyway is not the one rolling down the window because he's bound and gagged. So Dr. Regret, as he's driving pedal to the metal, he leans over and rolls the crank windows down.
Who is in the passenger side?
A soul. That's who's in the passenger seat.
It is one that Minia recognizes, however, because this is the worst of the doctors who did the experiments, the failed experiments that made it.
Oh, okay.
Made you your animal self.
So she sees
that
and she's like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. It's, I mean, she can have that one. It's, that's
exactly.
Not, I'm
no,
not.
Regret, pull over. What are you doing?
I don't want any more regrets. And he's about to roll the window back up.
No,
killing a person's a big regret. Killing a person's a big regret.
Huge regret.
He's okay. Rolled the window up.
We're just gonna have to keep.
Does
on.
Anybody have a gun?
No.
No. What? Stop! Don't shoot my colleague, please.
You shoot the tires out, and the car can't go. Jeez! I just said killing's bad.
Yes, but are you like an expert
killing's
marksman?
Bad.
We're
in
a
movie. Just
saying we got a gun.
Yes. Anyway, let's follow the person.
None of us.
Yeah.
For the fucked up doctor, do we like Professor Virus or do we like Dr. Crow?
Dr. Crow!
Oh,
Dr. Crow.
That's, okay, cool. Cool. It's Dr. Crow who is bound and gagged in the passenger seat.
Since I am going faster, I'm going to pull in front of the truck and, like, slow down to try to force them to slow down.
This is going to be some sort of roll.
I'm calling it right now. If he is successful at slowing this thing down, I'm jumping over there.
Yo.
I didn't give myself athletics.
You do have wings.
Pilot. There it is. I knew there was a driving skill. It's pilot, and probably I could see an argument for dexterity. I could see an argument for composure.
Well, I have 0 in pilot and 3 in either, so.
So 3d10 it is, unless you can add a trademark.
But which one are you rolling? Like, just for the flavor of it.
I am keeping my composure.
Yeah.
I don't think I have one that works. I was trying to see if any of the quips are good, but they're not. I already used this is my lucky day. I've seen this in a movie. I used it last time, so I feel like that's just cheaty.
Alright, 3d10.
One
success. Hey. One success. And you were trying to like force them to slam on the brakes, right?
Yeah.
That happens. I think this is a success, so I don't think there's you're worried for a second about your bright white sports car that is now just so brown with the dirt of driving around back
the
and forth in the
boys in the dull brown sports car.
You are really worried that this van is just going to hurtle right over you. But I guess Dr. Regret has enough composure despite being compelled by the plate that he has in one of the containment devices around in his arms. Despite that, he is able to have the reaction time to put on the brakes of the van. And yeah, I guess, I mean, he would start to get out and run, but I don't think there's three of you. I don't think he would, maybe he would have a shot at it, but I kind of doubt it. If he went to run, what would you all do?
I mean, pursue, I think.
I mean, yeah. I think, I believe.
I gave myself 3 in athletics in this game. I'm about to use it.
I believe somebody said they're going to go jumping out of this car the minute we have an option.
I did say that I was jumping out of the car.
Yeah, so I think right, that happens, and I'll be like figuring out what to do next based off of what happens.
Athletics and either dexterity or composure again, I guess.
I do think that Dr. Bogus starts running and then immediately realizes this is not.
This is Mania's moment.
Yeah, this is, and just, it's also like, it's not,
I've got
it's certainly not Bogus.
For this and everything. Okay, so this is a 5.
Yeah, I was going to ask how the wings are involved.
Or is it more hollow bones?
Did you know that bird bones are not actually lighter than regular bones? Isn't that wild?
What?
They're,
so they are hollow,
lattice.
but
they're like a lattice
they're
inside.
A lattice.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
So they're just like less dense.
Yeah. I didn't succeed though, so I beefed it.
Wow. Yeah, you did. Okay.
What happens when you use your quips? What do quips do?
You could have
gotten an extra D10. Do you have any quips that would?
No, but I have one for afterwards.
Oh, okay. What's your quip?
I need a drink.
So you'll get a +1 die forward. Thank you for quipping. Let's see. What does this fail state look like? He's going to get away.
But aren't we in the middle of the desert? Like, where's this dude running to?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think he's going to use his hostage to his advantage. He has the containment device up against the side of Dr. Crow's head, and he's like pulling him backwards with him, and he's sort of threatening, like, and I think that's why your athletics fail, Mania, not because Mania wasn't built for this, because she was, but you stumble and stop because he's clearly threatening, I'm gonna open this, you're just gonna let me back into the, you're gonna, ooh, actually, he's going to take your car. You're going to give me the keys of this car. You're going to let me go, or I turn this guy to stone right here. I wanted it a little fancier. Wanted a little more showy, but it doesn't matter if he turns to stone here. All the same.
I have a trademark that is, you're staying right here.
Oh.
Oh.
So what are you doing?
I think... Okay. This whole thing... You know, one of my connections is Mark's from Mark's Finery. He makes me disguises and more. He hasn't come up a lot because I thought we would be doing more disguise work and we didn't. But
that's fair.
I think that my outfit, it has like a cape or something attached to it that I can like take off and like throw at him like a net.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Great. That sounds like a aim skill.
Sure.
Probably. And or I could see technology because it's a tool. But I would say aim and
cunning.
I was going to say cunning or dexterity. Yeah.
Great. Cunning is great. Okay. 5. No, wait. Then the trademark gives me 2 extra.
Uh-huh. And then 7. 1 extra again because you quipped.
8. Oh, yeah. 8. D10.
Oh, no, I quipped. I totally quipped.
I totally quipped everywhere.
You did, and I got 2 successes. No, yeah, 2
hey.
Successes.
Yeah. Yep, you did get 2 successes. Huh. Okay.
Oh, I have a speech ready if you want.
So I guess my question is, you're going to succeed at this because you got 2 successes, but how does the... So I know how the net prevents him from moving. How does the net prevent him from following through on his threat to... turn Dr. Crow into granite?
Oh, when I say net, I mean like net. Like, he's tangled. He can't move.
Okay, yeah. Like, he can't even get to...
He's...
Can't even click the button.
Yeah, his hands are... He's struggling. And then, like, you know, I'll just lay on top of him. I have no qualms. We've been up close and personal like this before. It's fine. Listen, Dr. Regrets. What is his first name? Do we know?
I don't think so. Jeremy is the name that came to my brain.
Right. Jeremy. Can I call you Jeremy? I'm going to call you Jeremy.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I personally would let you turn this guy into stone. Don't care. Love that for him. Sounds like a great plan. However.
Dr. Crow is like,
shut up. Here's the thing. You say you don't want more regrets. And while I don't think you'll regret turning him into stone, you might regret what's going to happen to, like, you know, the world when there's a literal Medusa just, like, out and about. Just follow that thought through for a second.
A what?
It's a Medusa. You know, turns people to stone.
No, they're snakes. They're serpent creatures. They're harmless.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, except that I've seen it turn people into stone. With mine eyes.
I did intend to do... You're sure I can't turn him into stone?
I'm positive, because she said she only needs one more, and that seems like, you know, one more, and then she gets what she wants, which is out, and it's not a good plan. If you want to do something with this guy, look, we've got him. I'll help you, but you can't do it with this Medusa.
Okay, you got me.
Great. Toss him in the trunk. Let's go.
Both of them?
No, just this Crow.
What? I'll allow this. That person sucks.
Trust the process.
Yes. Yes.
What are you doing with the boat? So who's going where? What are we doing?
Yeah. So I guess now we'll just, I guess he has the plate, right?
Yep, he does in his little containment unit.
It's in the containment unit. Okay. I'm going to kick that containment unit away from everybody, just sort of away from the cars and all that.
Uh-huh.
I take the net off of him, but the other guy's already, like, still tied up, right?
Yep.
Okay. I take the net off of Dr. Regret, and then I let the others, like, lead him to the car, and then I manhandle Dr. Crow also to the car, but I put him in the trunk because I really don't care.
I mean, somebody needs to drive the van. We can't just leave it out here.
Oh, whose van is it?
Hey, is this
the work van?
The work?
No, it's from the robotics lab. I'm not a student.
I'm okay to drive that.
Yeah. Okay. What do we do with this plate, though? I mean, it's in the containment thing, but like, I don't think anybody should be alone with it.
Yes,
can we like strap it to the roof of the van? Oh, that sounds like a bad idea.
That sounds worse. Yes.
That sounds like how you project it to the whole town. Okay.
It does just need one more. That's one way.
Yeah. Again, that's such a bad idea. Like, everybody's like, one more. And
it's a simple idea. It's over.
Here's the thing. One more death. Is that fine with you? One more death. Stop saying one more and then not finishing the fucking sentence. You are killing things. And nobody seems to fucking care about that.
To be fair, it will just eat like a robot or a painting or something, which is
those are still things people love.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get there for you. I'm sorry. I don't care about that. But I do care about the people. So, I mean, you know, we'll meet in the middle. And also, I'm on your side here. I just don't know what we're supposed to do now. Because
fine, make this guy an effigy and turn that to stone. It'll be over.
Oh my god, no. It's not... Okay, again, we don't know what happens when she gets what she wants.
I don't know if you're talking about this she. I'm talking... It's just a bunch of snakes. They're stuck in some sort of hell. They want out.
Wow.
They're my friends.
Wow, okay.
I grab Bogus, I grab me, yeah. I grab Regret by both shoulders and like shake him a little bit as I say, I must show you what terror lurks beyond. Because, you know, he's been so in his head about the ramifications of this. So I'm just trying to, I don't know, show him my notes. Unless my notes deceive me is a trope that I have. So let me just get two of those in right away.
Is that okay? Okay, so tropes are specified abilities.
Okay.
So I don't know what that trope does.
Fuck.
Yeah,
this game,
it'll be in the thing.
So much stuff.
We can look it up. Let's see.
Yeah, let me get the rule book.
But I think it means that I take meticulous notes if I remember correctly. So I have these meticulous notes to show regret, like all of my findings in being influenced by it and the additional stuff that we found at the super library, all the data. Like, regret is a man of science. So hopefully I can use these to leverage like his understanding of the danger.
Unless my notes deceive me, is once per story, you may ask the director for a clue relating to the monster's activities and they will provide you.
Oh, that sucks. That's not what I want.
I mean,
yeah, but well, a clue yeah. about like how to snap Dr. Regret out of it.
Yeah. How can I snap Regret out of this, Wheels?
So I think what's happening here is you're kind of trying. I feel like you're trying to impart your anxiety from your experiences holding the plate.
Yeah.
To Dr. Regret, who's in the throes of this thing. You know, he is compromised right now. You're trying to kind of communicate why he should care about this, I guess, which to me sounds like some sort of a persuasion
yeah.
role. I think we'll do, and then I think I'll give you, even if it's a fail, I'll give you a clue, and if it's a success, I'll give you some extra clues because of the unless my notes deceive me thing that you're fitting in. Does that
sure.
sound yeah, fair? Yeah.
Sounds great.
Cool. Let us... pray. No, let's roll. That's going to be persuasion for sure. And it's going to be manipulation, almost assuredly.
Okay. Persuasion, I have one, and manipulation, I have two, and then I get plus two?
Plus one for the quip, I believe.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'm kind of giving you an automatic success with,
okay.
unless my notes deceive me. That's Got the it. Easier way to say it.
The math that I did in my head was... Precision. Well, okay, so it's four total die here.
Yep.
And yeah. Okay. One success
among there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus one because plus one more success because yeah. of the notes. Because you've done the research, the clue I'll get you is that the reason there's kind of a disconnect and this kind of snaps into focus for you too, and it makes sense of your experiences with the plate too, that in addition to the Medusa that's trying to get out of here, the snakes that are her hair, they're kind of stuck in whatever undeath she is also stuck in, slapped to Aegis, because, you know, her snake hair is also on that shield, and the snakes don't really understand much of anything in a moral sense.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's those that you and Dr. Regret have spoken to, and it's those that Senia originally spoke to and caught her attention because she loves snakes, that it's almost like they talk you into helping, because there is a lot there that's I think yeah you kind of feel bad for them. They have no idea why they're in eternal undeath, but there's also that second figure of Medusa that the two of you haven't spoken to, but you do remember from an earlier episode where Senia said something about, like, you haven't heard her. It seems like maybe Senia has spoken to the Medusa directly.
Wow. But
kind of just, like, from the way that you're seeing Dr. Regret be, like, oh, they're just snakes, it's fine. Like, that kind of puts all of those pieces together for you between observing Senia, doing your research, and observing Dr. Regret now. That's what you get from your note, kind of note-taking trope. As for persuading him, I guess, you know, he's still under the influence of this thing, but I think that he, you know, you have him restrained. I think it's more you succeed in that you get him to the point of giving up. Like, I don't think that you change his mind, but he has admitted defeat, and he's handing the containment device over to you.
Thank you. So I suppose I still have not truly changed your mind.
You just looked at me and told me to, what, be afraid? No, I don't know.
Fair enough. I take the thing. I don't know. I don't even know what I would do here.
I can't tell you.
I kicked it out further into the desert, so no one has to touch it yet.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, I guess I was kind of, I had forgotten that detail. But I think more in that case, then it's just like, yeah, he admits defeat. I guess argumentatively, but there's not a lot to talk about in the moment then.
Okay.
What do y'all do?
So it talks to you in your head, because I haven't heard it, and it's been talking to people while I was around. So It's not like we can plug our ears or whatever, but maybe if we just play really loud music and we all commit to singing along and we can just drown it out until we get back to your We do have an excellent DJ.
I mean, my head has been full of staying alive for the past year, so I mean, I'm there.
Not full enough, bud.
I think Bogus just gets together as much like insulation around the thing as possible, like taking off like a lab coat that he's always been wearing for this entire run of show, and just as much other stuff around it, just some kind of insulation. Then yeah, I think that's the thing. We sing the boys in the parade sports car as we leave.
put it in the back of the van too. Put it all the way in the back.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so how are we splitting? Because like I said, no one needs to be alone. I can ride with... Wait, is Cynia still with us?
Yeah, I guess she would be. Sorry, I didn't have her...
But hold on, though, because she met us.
Well, no, she wouldn't be, because you would have dropped her off at Gimli, and then you would have went south. So no, she's not here.
As former addicts, I feel Cynia, I, and Regret other van.
Yeah, Cynia's not there.
Oh, Cynia's not there, okay.
I'll go in the Regret van. Yeah. So, because Dr. Bogus has to drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry. Yeah, but Dr. Bogus has... Both of the doctors have to drive. And Dr. Regret has to ride with somebody. But Dr. Regret and Dr. Bogus can't be together.
Yeah, there's so many doctors. I was like, what are you talking
about?
There's Dr. DJ as well.
There's a lot of doctors.
There's so many doctors.
Barnaby, I'm sure, was tracking.
And there's also Dr. Crow.
Dr. Crow's in the trunk, and we're leaving him there. So
I love that this episode has become, all right, we have two cars and we have eight people. How are we going to get from point A to point B to point? But Susie doesn't need to get to point C. Yes, so we need a car that will be it.
Bogus can't be near the plate.
The plate can't be with the wolf or the chicken. Uh-huh.
Yes. And the feed can't be with the chicken.
Can't be with the...
Okay. I got it.
Uh-huh.
Dr. DJ.
Yeah.
Can I keep Dr. Crow in your trunk, or is that upsetting to you?
No, I mean, that's fine.
Great.
I mean, like, from what you've said, he's a piece of shit, so I don't, like, care about his comfort.
Yeah, we're just gonna, like, dump him off wherever. At the lab. I don't know. I don't care. Okay, great. So, do you want to ride with him, and I'll... And Dr. Regrets, and I'll take Dr. Bogus... Because I can't let those two be together.
I mean, Regret can come in the car.
Great. Okay. I think that's the best way. We'll take the plate.
Sounds correct.
All right. Let's... Maybe we'll do a roll just to see. I figure it's probably pretty easy, but just to see if all the way at the back of the... In the containment field, at the back of the van, we'll see if it influences you.
Okay. How many... What are we rolling?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably... Enigmas. It is an enigma, unless you got some other argument.
No, that's a good one.
And
resolve or cunning?
I was gonna suggest resolve.
Okay, resolve. That's four. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it great.
You did it great.
You did it great.
I don't hear this thing. I'm like, I believe y'all, but like, it's just
terrible. You're jamming. Yeah. The music. I think the music worked, and the two of you are having your little sing-along in the, work van on the shitty, shitty speakers. It's like... even though it's, near in the middle of the night, it is a moment of levity in a pretty eventful, in a bad way, night. It's a moment of, like, yeah, you're having a good time.
I feel like Mania has decided she's just immune to this.
Yeah,
it just will no way come back to bite her in the long run. It's fine.
And we will probably end the episode after this. But I need to know, Greg, what is the vibe of this other vehicle right now with you and Dr. Regret and a man you never met in your trunk bound and gagged?
It's silent for a while, and then Barnaby looks at Dr. Regret and goes,
yeah, so what are your intentions with my Dr. Bogus?
out.
That's great. Find us on Facebook and Blue Sky at VREcast or email us at hi@VRE.show. If you want to help us out, you can rate and review the show or tell a friend about us. You can buy our book at bit.ly/... My cat just bit the
cat fuck. Attack.
Oh my god. I didn't even know he was in here. Oh my god.
What happened?
He just came up and bit me. He's been having a day. I don't know. Okay, sorry. Or buy our book at bit.ly/randombook with the R and B capitalized. All the links we mentioned, our other projects, and more can be found at our website, vre.show. We are entirely fan-funded. If you'd like to help keep the show going and get monthly bonus content, you can head to patreon.com/vre. And to all our patrons, thank you for supporting us.
Thank you.
You little fuckface.
I was just thinking we were all in complete silence and you're going down the road and you're like, hey, so how's, and then Regret just pipes up with like, the radio's broken. And that's like the
but you can hear, but you're close enough to Bogus and Mania in the van that you can like hear Boys in the Bright White Scar like from the outside because you've got the top down.
Dr. Bogus, that's rude. He would never, his car would never have a broken radio. I just can't even.
Oh, that's just, his car.
I thought Dr. Regret was in his car and we were in the van. I thought we had
Dr. Regret is with Barnaby in the Bright White Sports.
The grain is going to get eaten, folks. We don't.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Why are they, why can't they hear the music in the, in Dr. DJ's car?
Oh, I see.
Logan said something about the radio being broken, and I just yes-ended. But you're absolutely right. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm sorry.
Dr. DJ's radio would not be broken, is all I'm saying.
No, never be broken.
No way.